If you've travelled the 874 miles, or 1,406 kilometres, from Land's End in Cornwall to John O'Groats in Scotland, then you are entitled to become a member of the Land's End to John O'Groats Association, also known as Le Jog. Mark Mason, who tells the story of his particular journey in the book Move Along Please, explains this acronym.
The acronym is Le Jog, Land's End to John O'Groats. There's an association for people who have done this because people do it in all sorts of different ways. They do it very often by walking or by cycling or by running. I think the most unusual was in a fighter jet. Someone took, I think, 40 minutes to do it in a fighter jet. People have swum it. People have swum round the coast of Britain to do Le Jog, Land's End to John O'Groats. And the association were a great help during the book, and I mention them in the book. And I'm now a member of the Le Jog Association. But of course, if you do it the other way around, some people go north to south, go John O'Groats to Land's End. And then it's a joggle, of course, J-O-G-L-E.
So what is the appeal of travelling from Land's End to John O'Groats?
I think the fascination is that it only occurs to us to do it because we live on an island. Our country is an island. Great Britain is an island. The United Kingdom is Great Britain plus Northern Ireland, which is on a separate little island. But Great Britain being England, Wales and Scotland, all the same landmass. It's only because that's surrounded by water that you look at the map and the idea occurs to you that you could go from one end to the other. People in Germany, because Germany is surrounded by other countries, they don't have the idea of walking from one end of their country to the other or getting local buses, as I did.
And Mark Mason certainly enjoyed the journey.
It forces you to slow down. Normally, if you're doing a long journey, you do it as quickly as possible. You get the train or you fly or you drive yourself. But stopping off in all the local towns that I had to stop off in, it sort of opens up all the stupid little place names that you have, for instance. I went past a sign to one village which was Tongue End, which I can't imagine having to phone up someone and give that as your address over the phone. And there are places called Great Snoring. There are places called Lusty Glaze, Pant, and Pratt's Bottom. And, of course, these are all words from centuries ago, and they were named before their words took on their modern meaning. That makes schoolboy humour-style people like me snigger.
Many people make the journey to raise money for charity. This is what media personality and former cricketer Ian Botham did, for example.
Ian Botham did it for charity several times, in fact. And I remember him talking about just how big a task it is. I think one of them he did John O'Groats to Land's End. And he said, I remember walking for 4 days, really long distances every day. He said, and you're still nowhere near getting out of Scotland, never mind all the rest of England that you've got to do. So yeah, he did it for charity. He also, of course, being him and wanting to go one better all the time, did a journey through the Alps with an elephant to mimic Hannibal's trip through the Alps. But that's Ian Botham for you.